Hello, everybody, and welcome to a wonderful another Thursday and an episode of Your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian, and with me is my partner in crime, Alan Painter.
Yep, still here.
Yep, that's what you're bringing to the table today.
I thought today I'm going to be a man of few words. Yep.
Oh, now you're going to make me, I'm going to lose it.
Well, you know, I got a little feedback from last week.
Okay.
And maybe I owe some of our listeners a little bit of an apology. Because when it gets to things that I'm really, really passionate about, God, country, family, guns.
Second Amendment.
Yeah, and people are taking those things or threatening them. I kind of get a little, as one of our listeners said, terse. And I thought that was a very polite way to say, man, you really sound like a beep hole on the radio. So, you know, it's like, so I apologize. I didn't, well, thankfully, there was nothing on Lars for me really to get fired up about. But
a little bit.
So understand it's just a passion because I love those things, and sometimes I do get a little bit up on my pedestal. Got to start a preaching.
You know, I think it's good though. What I like about that is that we do get feedback sometimes. So I really appreciate that.
I do. I appreciate it.
You mentioned I'm an emotional creature sometimes on here, so I've gotten a little hard.
Yeah, because it's not mine and Shannon's cue; it's your cue.
Yeah.
And sometimes we need a cue to just shut the heck up. So,
you know. Or if there's something that you like, because we get positive feedback too. So either way, we
99%
like
more positive.
It's true. It is true. And people really appreciate that we talk about prayer and that we love the Lord and, you know, the good things that we're doing for the community. Umpqua Survival sponsoring the local business buzz. So, I mean, there is a lot of really good feedback on the show. Extremely positive. But we're only human, and we do mess up. So, y'all, please don't hesitate. If multiple people think there's an issue, let us know. We're always striving to do better.
I'm an insurance dude. I'm not a radio guy. So, any help I can get, I appreciate it. You know, I mean, so actually, you can tell my silent strike is over. So, I'll be talking again on the radio. I'll give you more than y'all.
I don't know if that was even 60 seconds, but it was a valiant effort altogether, and I applaud your effort.
My brain almost exploded in that little bit of 22 seconds, but anyway, beautiful, beautiful day in the Umpqua Valley. Finally.
So I was coming in to do the show today, and
minding your own business.
Somewhat. Anyway, I see our first guests out in the parking lot. We greet him, and I said, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful to have to squint. Because of the sun. So it's like, even though I didn't probably have a good face on squinting at him, I'm like, I was grateful for that. So I feel like you just have to, it's how you look at things.
Peoples, this is what I deal with all day. we positive because she's squinting. I don't know, she's squinting all day in the office because she's blind as a bat.
No, it's not true. I was blinded by the sun, and I was forever grateful for that.
Okay. All right.
My transition lenses hadn't kicked in yet, doggone it. But anyway, I'm really excited. We have had one of our first guests on the show before, and kind of a, I'm just going to say, fan favorite. So with us today, we have Kara Coughland. Welcome back, Kara.
Thank you. Good to be here. Thank you for having us.
Yes. And Chris Benson is joining us for the first time. So welcome, Chris.
Thank you.
And they are with the Fallen Outdoors. And so for maybe some of the listeners who didn't catch the show last year or haven't been to like OHA or don't know of your organization otherwise, tell us, what is the Fallen Outdoors?
So the Fallen Outdoors, we are a 501c3. We're a nonprofit that our goal is to get veterans outdoors doing all different activities at no cost to them. So in 2009, our founder, Eric Backen, he is from Washington State, and he was in the mountains of Afghanistan on a combat rotation. And he was talking to his fellow service members while he was there, and they were talking about hunting and fishing and different stories of getting outdoors. And during that time, there was quite a few of them that had never been before. So he made a promise to two of them in particularly that when they got back stateside, that he was going to take them out hunting and fishing. And so they could experience that. Well, those two did not make it back. Mm. And so part of his, I think, therapy somewhat was that he just felt a calling to honor them. And so he created the Fallen Outdoors in their memory. And so we are made up of all veterans. We're all volunteering. There's only two people in the whole organization, and it's a national organization that get paid. That's the lawyer and the web designer. And they get a payment. The rest of us volunteer, and we raise money and organize events to get veterans outdoors. So, like I said, hunting, fishing, hiking, biking, gold panning, you name it, if it's out. And sometimes it's not even outdoors. Sometimes we have people that will donate, like, duck tickets or, you know, anything just to get veterans outdoors doing things, getting involved with other veterans and like-minded individuals, and trying to help combat that 22 veteran suicide a day.
You know, I know it's been about a year she was here, and I'm sitting here, I'm listening again, and I'm sorry, but I have the same reaction. I know I heard this last year, but it's like, how right? freaking awesome is this? You know?
Awesome on a level.
Oh, what
10.
A blessing. What a blessing. You know, and what an honor for you to us to have you here anyway. So it's like, it just kills me every time I hear this, and I think I saw something over on the coast where now they're putting in those wheelchairs with rubber tires.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. So anyway, I'm sorry for interrupting.
But oh, you're good. It's amazing. We actually, in the national organization, we're made up of about 700 staffers, and we get out about 200,000 veterans annually. For different activities, doing things. So it's rewarding. It's a really rewarding experience to be part of it. And so Chris and I here, we're part of Team Oregon. And up until last year, I was the only staffer this far south. So it was really trying to get the word out. We have so many veterans in this area.
Absolutely.
And so trying to get the word out of different things was really hard. And so I've suckered Chris into helping me out.
Oh boy, that was a tough one.
And he's been instrumental in really what we're going to go through here in a little bit, some of our things that we're getting ready to do. But we really, it's just been a really cool thing to finally start getting some movement down here. And with the help of, you know, Premier Insurance, of course, last year helped us get a bunch of veterans. We had 50 veterans up to Diamond Lake for our Diamond and Vets event. It's coming up again in June. Umpqua Survival, Carlos is amazing. He's helped us with that event. Also, Lipstick Salmon Slayers, which I took in the last 2 years, I've taken about 40 female veterans up to Buoy 10 outside of Astoria. And we've gotten the female veterans up for that Lipstick Salmon Slayer tournament, which is an amazing tournament to go up there. And we took Source One Serenity, helped me a couple years ago, where I took about 13 female veterans over to the coast, and we did horseback riding, dune buggy riding, we did hiking, we just kind of got together, and it was really just a really cool experience to have, you know, to be able to just have an outlet for us to talk about things and go over stuff. So it's just the number of different events that we're going, and I'm just really excited about the events that we have that we're getting ready to do here locally to do that as well.
And I believe this month, Carlos came on last week and said that the gun raffle out at Umpqua Survival this month, the proceeds will be going to the Fallen Outdoors.
Yes, it is. He's amazing again.
He's amazing. Well, you know, the number, I want to reiterate something you said, 22. And it's a number that we, you know, through a lot of the people we have on the show, we talk about a lot. But I just want to remind our listeners, it's 22 veterans every single day commit suicide. And it's organizations like this that, you know, we're gonna drive that number down. We will. Yeah. Because, you know, it's not just a fishing trip. It's a connection. It's a connection with people maybe having some issues of the same. So that's what, you know, I'm so excited for this and the Fallen Outdoors and the amazing ministry that they're in.
Yes, I think it's, like you said, we've heard the story a time or two before, and it's always has the same impact level, and so really appreciative. So, Chris, I want to come to you, and actually, Kara kind of gave it away. She said she twisted your arm to get you into it, but
yeah,
I was just going to say, how did you get started with
it? She kind of did. I found the Fallen Outdoors on Facebook. And I put in for one of the trips. When they have a trip that gets donated, they post it on Facebook in the group, and you put your name in the hat, and if you're lucky enough to get pulled, you go on the trip. And that's how I met the Fallen Outdoors. We had a wonderful day of fishing up on the Columbia River. It was a horrible day of catching, but we had a Marine, an airman, myself. We had a airman, we had a Marine, we had a Coastie, and we had a soldier. And the stories that were told on that boat cannot be repeated here,
mm-hmm.
but we had one heck of a good time. We caught zero fish, but we were all friends, and I've talked to a couple of them since. Just an enjoyable day. So they got me hooked on that, and I said, "Gee, I like to get involved with this." And the next thing you know, Kara shows up. And
famous last words, right?
Here I am. So
I think that what you had just mentioned about the fishing and the camaraderie on the boat is, it's not about harvesting an animal or about, you know, catching the fish or anything like that. It is. That's an extra bonus. But what you just described is invaluable and priceless. And just the time that you got to spend with people and the time you were out of your home doing something positive and uplifting and, you know, just healthy and active outdoors.
Absolutely. If we're in church, we call it fellowship.
Yes.
If you've been in the military, it's a brotherhood, and it's a brotherhood that I would like to share with the community, because it's like no other, and I don't know how to call it, but just it's a group. The brotherhood is a group of veterans. We've got each other's back, and we're there for one another.
And that is, you know, I didn't serve, but for me, it's such a beautiful example of really having somebody else's six. You know, you've always got somebody there that's got your back, and that feeling that comes with it. And I always felt that when my dad was on this earth, and I always knew there was that one person that had my back no matter what, and it was priceless. And when my dad passed, magically Alan came into my life, and
yikes.
You know, and it's just like you always feel like, you know, other than your spouse, it's nice to have somebody else that has your back unconditionally. So
absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I think the most important thing is, as much as we love veterans and myself, you know, I mean, I do.
Yes.
I treasure you guys.
You do.
I will never be able to speak your language.
Mm-hmm.
I will never be able to relate to your experiences. And I think that's the most important thing, is getting the brothers together just to reminisce. And it's really neat to see the Fallen Outdoors do that.
Wonderful group.
It is. I want to talk about all the exciting things you guys have coming up. So let's take a quick break, and then when we'll come back, we'll talk more about those events here. So back with more of Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance, in just one moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is Your Cue here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Shannon Sebastian, Alan Painter joining us today. We have Kara Coughlin and Chris Benson with the Fallen Outdoors. So when we went to break, I said, okay, I know you guys have been working hard, getting the staffers going on things and volunteers. So, Kara, tell us what's up and coming for the Fallen Outdoors.
We have a lot up and coming for the Fallen Outdoors. So we start off, well, this year we started off, actually already we did a bunch of the sportsman's shows. So we did the Roseburg, Portland, Redmond, Eugene sportsman's shows. And because really, let's face it, we're a nonprofit organization, and a big goal is to raise the funds to, in order to do these trips, to get these guys and gals outdoors and do things. So we, and our goal right now, especially for Douglas County, is just to get the word out, to get the veterans involved. We go off of a Facebook page, so it's the Fallen Outdoors West Coast page that you'll find on Facebook. We're broke up into regions, so there's a national page, and then the different regions each have a page. But Team Oregon is on the Fallen Outdoors West Coast page that you'll find on Facebook. And because we're a nonprofit, everything is ran off of Facebook because it's free.
Yes.
So we get that done. So we did the sportsman's shows. We have an ongoing little fundraiser that we're doing right now. And one of the big things we had is we were donated, or it was actually like at cost, this Polaris Sportsman quad runner that we have, big four-wheeler.
Cool.
It's amazing. So the way all those things work, basically if you purchase, it's a really cool tumbler for the Fallen Outdoors. You purchase that, and then if you purchase that, you get entered into the drawing for the Polaris Sportsman. And then there's also a fishing trip is the second prize, a really nice fishing trip with a Gone Catching guide service. Cameron Black does that, so a lot of people follow him on YouTube and things. So we have that, and then there's a swag pack. So we've been taking that four-wheeler around with us to all these different booths. We are going to be this weekend over in Redmond at the DMC. It's all like four-wheel drive quads, side by side, all this competition.
All the boys
stuff.
And their toys.
Oh, the boys and the toys are going to be happening over there, and the Fallen Outdoors booth will be located over there. So if anybody's out there, please come see us and say hi. We also will be at the UTV Takeover in June in Coos Bay. Same thing. We'll have our little booth set up. We'll have that four-wheeler out there so you can see it and purchase a cup if you want to be be entered into the drawing. Like I said, June 14th, we have Diamond and Vets. That is the event that we take about 50 veterans up fishing at Diamond Lake for the day, and we do a barbecue, breakfast, great day. I also have, I'm working with Real Warrior Foundation, that's R-E-E-L. They have saved seats for us. We're taking, the whole trip is 26 female veterans, but they've given the Fallen Outdoors 6 seats. So I'm taking 6 female veterans down to San Diego. We're going to do a 2-day offshore. We're going to be on this big boat for 2 days. We're doing yellow tail tuna, bluefin tuna, and mahi-mahi. So we're going out there. So right now I am working on getting donations to also offset the flights and the fish processing for the girls, so it truly can be a completely free trip for them.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I just broke out in a cold sweat. Can you imagine being on this boat with 6 of the toughest women on the planet having a girls' weekend? Holy smokes.
It's going to be pretty great.
They better be learning yes, ma'am on that boat.
Right?
They better already know it.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. I can't wait. People are really excited to go. We have a few individual trips. We have some different working with guides to get people out just locally with guides and some turkey hunting trips and things like that. Just a lot of fun. But one of our biggest things that we are doing this summer is Chris has been instrumental, and I'm going to let him tell you a little bit more about it, but we are doing a fundraiser for the Fallen Outdoors and also to help with the community to feed the people that need it in our community and really try to blend the Fallen Outdoors with our community to be part of the community and help with other things too, not just the veterans. So I'm going to let Chris tell you about that because it's amazing.
Thanks, Kara. I appreciate it. The event that we have planned, we're calling the first annual Umpqua Smallmouth Bass Roundup. It's a mouthful. it really is, but it sums it all up. What we're proposing to do here is have an event where you buy a ticket, I think it's $25 to buy the ticket, and that enters you into the program. Then we're asking you to attend the picnic. And if you choose to, prior to the picnic, go out and catch you some smallmouth bass out of the Umpqua River. Keep them, clean them, package them up nice and neat for people to eat. Bring them to the picnic, where they'll be donated to the fish pantry over here in Roseburg.
Oh, cool.
Where they'll be given out to the needy folks in the community. So
win-win. How
that's,
cool.
That's right. Well, the wins are going to continue, because by taking these fish out of the river, each one that you take out is letting X number of salmon and steelhead smolt get down the river to grow up. So then we're also, by taking some of these fish out, and I'm going to be real honest, there's no way that you're going to empty this river of smallmouth bass.
Yep.
There's just no way. Well, but we're going to make room for the ones that are in there to get a little bit bigger.
Yep.
So there's another win. And then we're going to come to the picnic. Now, the picnic we've got planned is hot dogs and hamburgers and sodas and what have you.
An American picnic.
An American picnic. This is not restricted to veterans. This is open to everyone.
Hey, we can go, Lynn. Yeah. Shannon.
Well, I don't know. We're going to have to check your ID first. But, the idea.
God bless him.
The idea here is back to what I said a little earlier, and that's the brotherhood. And my idea is to share that brotherhood with as many people as we can. And it opens us up, on our fundraising, it opens us up to a much larger market than just the veterans ourselves. The veterans have been carrying this organization, and it's time that we share.
Well, absolutely. The veterans have carried this country. It's about time we could help a little more carry you guys. It's something we should be doing. It's our responsibility.
Right. But what we've lined up at the picnic, beyond the food, is a raffle. And that raffle, I have prizes right now. The first prize that I got was a 60 by 80 foot, 80 inch hand stitched quilt made by my sister. Twisted her arm a little bit. But
yeah.
It's a beautiful quilt, probably valued between $700 and $800. I've got a 36-inch steel sculpture of a salmon that's going to be given away. We've got fishing trips. We've got rods and reels. We've got baits. We've got just a carload of prizes that we've been donated to
and
us
growing.
To give away. And growing. Yeah, anybody that has anything that they would like to donate to this would be absolutely be wonderful. Thankfully, we've gotten a couple of good sponsors.
Yes, we have.
First to jump on board was Aviva Health. They came through.
Oh,
and yeah, they took a nice sponsorship. We just received a check yesterday from Bailey's Veterinary Clinic.
Of course.
Good people.
Of course.
Great people. Take great care of my dogs. And then Mercy Hospital also stepped up. The
Neat.
Employees there stepped up, and they're a little organization, and wrote us a nice check. And then we've got
Umpqua Survivals helping us out.
Imagine that.
I know, imagine that.
Yeah,
crazy.
They're right there.
Yeah. And, you know, we have a few. Dave's Bates is helping out. He's a local guy. We have the Bigfoot guy coming, Scott Violet.
Oh.
He hunts Bigfoot. We're doing some different things with him this year, and he's going to be there with his Bigfoot. A lot of people might have saw him at the Sportsman Show. He will be there. He's a veteran and full supporter of TFO as well.
Oh, cool.
And what is the date on this again? Because I know you said it at the beginning, but now you've just rattled off a whole lot of awesomeness that you might have piqued some interest that we need to restate.
Yeah,
that.
Absolutely. I want this date.
Yeah.
This is... The picnic is going to be on August the 20th at River Forks Park.
And what a great place to be on an August day.
Absolutely. It's perfect. And it's going to start at noon. We'll have, you know, everybody will be there. And we've got some people that said they're going to come show their wear. We haven't got that all figured out yet. They're still early planning. But we'll be there. And then at, I think it's 2:30, we're having a presentation. We're going to be awarding a quilt of valor to a veteran that's there that has served during a time of war. There is a possibility we'll have a second one if we can find the right recipient here locally.
How neat.
So, but I want to remind everybody that the money we raise from this is going to take veterans out.
100%.
100%. And it is earmarked for Douglas County. So what we're doing here is building on our community. And that's what I want this to be, is a community event.
What pays here stays here.
That's it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so I wanted to have you restate like how people can find this information, where they can go to find out more about what you've told us today. And
they can go to, we have a Facebook page. We have the Fallen Outdoors, but it's the first annual Umpqua Smallmouth Bass Roundup on Facebook, and there's also an event page. I don't know the details of that one.
Well, before we run out of time here, yeah. Last year we had the honor and the privilege to sponsor the Diamond Lake trip, and it would absolutely, I can't even understand. Think of a reason why we wouldn't do that again. It would be our honor to do that.
Yay.
But I would also like to double our contribution and throw another $500 to help you guys out with the small bass trip, because
what a wonderful blessing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
I'm still my hero.
Thank you for everything you guys do for us and have done for us, and you know, if we all work together, we can get that 22 number down, and and we won't know until we get to heaven how many we save, but we're together, we're going to save a bunch.
With people like you, we are. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, gosh, wow. Get me in my feelers. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on today. We really appreciate, love having you here as always. Chris, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And it's thank time you. For the local business buzz after these messages, so we'll be back in a moment. Thank you.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. All right. So normally it's the local business buzz, but...
We got buzzed.
We're not sure where you're at, Joy, but we're missing you.
Put the pedal to the metal.
Anyway, so maybe our guest will join us in a minute, and maybe not.
The last thing I know, our listeners want them to see or me ramble on them, but hey, buy some insurance, people. There, we business buzz.
So funny. Well, I mean, it's not very often where we actually have a little extra time.
It is,
but. We were all at the Oregon Hunters Association Umpqua Chapter Banquet this Saturday. So it was kind of a booming success. Not even going to lie, that place had a lot of people.
That was really cool.
And we were able to, out of the graciousness of the Cow Creek Tribe, have a second table where I had the Fallen Outdoors come and partake. And also, Dave West, who was from the VFW Post here a week or two ago, was on the show. And so when he was on there, they were talking about doing their kitchen remodel and all this stuff that they had going. So he actually brought some items and printed them out of some things they could really use.
Oh, what a great idea.
And asked if there was any way, if we had extra time at all, if we could mention it.
Yep.
So, unfortunately, we don't have Joy here with her cleaning services today, but I kind of feel like maybe this is why, so we have this little extra bit of time here.
The Lord delivers, right?
So, if she shows up, great too. But,
So what are they looking for?
Okay, so here's what everything's at Home Depot. So my thoughts are, if anybody feels like they are so inclined to be generous towards the veterans at the VFW hall as well, go get a Home Depot card and drop it off, and maybe it'll all add up and they can get a piece of
equipment.
Right,
yeah, you don't have to. I mean, it'd be awesome if somebody, you know, one of our listeners would step up and buy an item. But, you know, a $20 gift card, a $50 gift card, you know, let's
it all adds up.
Absolutely.
So, so there's three things on this wish list that they have for their new kitchen facility. And these aren't big asks, in my opinion. I mean, for what they do for the community.
Sure.
So, one is just a dishwasher. It's a 24-inch top control tall tub dishwasher. It's like $628. So all our little $20 or $50 gift cards could really add up quick. They also have a black and silver stainless steel built-in ice maker. Because, I mean, really.
We got to have that.
You need that when you're serving a lot of people.
That's not a luxury.
And then.
How much is that?
$398.
There you go.
Okay, my last one I don't have a price for, honestly. But it is a two-door commercial reach-in upright refrigerator in stainless steel. I'm going to imagine that one might be a pretty penny, but there's not a dollar amount on here.
And keep in mind, you know, any donation to VFW is tax deductible. So, I mean, but, you know, I tell you, why the Lord just put it on my heart to double. Now, I want to emphasize, when I say I would like to contribute, that's not from Alan. I mean, that's from my staff, my team, everybody that works hard so that we can do that. But, you know, to see the difference, I mean, I want to kind of point out one thing that they said, our guests earlier. This was started by the Fallen Outdoors, was started by one guy who made a promise to a couple buddies who unfortunately didn't come home. One person started this, and look at where it's at. And we can all do a little something. You know, I mean, look, how many lives have they saved, the Fallen Outdoors? And then you have the same situation with Ride for 22. Again, similar story, started by one person. And, you know, things like that, and I try not to get up on my pulpit a little, but, you know, these causes, the Lord gets behind them, and that's why we feel that, you know, that enthusiasm is shared. We know that passion is righteous. We know that we are saving lives, and we'll never know how many, like you said, until we get to heaven and see the impact. So, I mean, $500, I mean, yeah, I know that's a lot of money, but $500 might save a life, or $50 for an ice machine might be enough, you know, to keep them engaged. Because the VFW is the same thing. It's a brotherhood. It's a place for them to fellowship, cry on each other's shoulders, you know, talk a language that unfortunately the rest of us just can't understand. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'd encourage anyone. I know our bonus daughter has a project where she's working with foster children. And you don't know what this little thing that you start can become. Mm-hmm. And so it's just incredible to have guest after guest after guest humble us, honor us by coming on this radio show and sharing their stories. I mean, like I was saying, I mean, you hear her talking, it's like, this week we're here, next week we're there. I mean, these people are giving up their lives to serve other people. I mean,
right.
They're like the pastor at your church.
She works a 40-hour job, 40-plus hours a week, and then does this on her spare time. It's just amazing.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm trying to say is, when you're trying to do good, when you're trying to make a difference in the world, and you look at this problem, whatever it is that you're trying to help with, and it's a mountain, okay, think back to these folks who were staring at the same mountain. I mean, 22 suicides a day. And they didn't try to tackle the mountain. They did it one pebble at a time. And then, you know, if each one reach one and we continue to do that, then we can win, you know, and they're proof anyway. It gets me right, you know, like I started on the show, things I get passionate about, America, veterans,
And it's just absolutely my honor, and I'm humbled to be able to help in organizations like this. It's just my pleasure. I mean, for everything they've done, I wish I could do 1,000 times more.
Yeah, I mean, people can't see what's going on in the studio when we're on the radio station, but I mean, I know you're a generous, wonderful person, and when you did that, you know, I was fist pumping in the air out of pride and excitement, and here's a veteran, a gentleman over here, and then Kara with tears in their eyes, and these are soldiers that over your donation, you brought tears to their eyes, and it's like, it may not seem like much to you as far as like the dollar amount maybe, but it means the world, and it meant so much.
Well, that's why, you know, I had no idea. You know, I understand $500 is a lot, and, you know, have to work long to earn that much money. But, you know, when you're trying to do something like what they're, you know, taking veterans to trips, I know those things are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And last year when we helped him out last year, I thought, well, we're throwing our $500 in the pot with everybody else because there's got to be a ton of money. And then you find out, no.
No.
Mm-mm. And the difference that one donation made, it just was like, wow. So we can make a difference.
Well, she said it wouldn't have been possible without Premier Insurance and Umpqua Survival. So, you know, it's kind of funny that now we're partners here on the show with this local business buzz, and it just seems like family. Like,
yeah, don't say the Lord's not in control of this, because not smart enough. But so, you know, it kind of gets back to what we're talking about with the VFW.
Mm-hmm.
So that $20, $10, whatever it is, may not seem much to you, but it ultimately can be life-changing. When you talk about an ice maker, ice makers save lives. Well, not directly, but indirectly, yes, it does. And if it costs $400 and they have $350, they can't get it.
Yeah.
So that extra $55, $10, whatever it is, maybe what they need to accomplish that. And indirectly, you know, we support them and save some lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm looking forward to the day when we can hang out in heaven, and then and you hear, you know, the Lord say, "Well, job, you know, a job well done." And it's like, Lord, I only gave him $50. Yeah, but look what your $50 did.
Right, the trickle effect.
Yeah, so let's step up, and we'll have information on our Q Facebook page.
And we'll do it
that
on
was
Premier
a question.
Too.
Mm-hmm. And our agency Facebook page,
Premier Insurance Group,
and let's continue to do good. I mean, it's not a radio show just to talk. We want to change lives and we want to make a difference. And what a great way to do it! So, anyway, thank you to our
exciting.
Guests, and thank you for everybody who's just listening to me, kind of maybe say rambling on. But
we're passionate about.
Yeah,
this.
It's either,
that's what he said. Gosh, we could have had them on the whole show.
Yeah.
That was great.
It's either talk about it or cry about it. So let's talk about it. Get something done.
Get something done out here. All right. Well, it's that time already. We're getting ready to go to a commercial, and then we'll come back with a little bit more of your cue here. And that was the Local Business Buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival. Back after a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is your cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian.
And I'm Alan Painter, still here, loving America.
You're on a roll today. You're cracking me up. Okay, so there is a way that if you want to help, again, we mentioned it briefly on the first segment, raise some money for the Fallen Outdoors. Go on out to Diamond Lake. See our friends at Umpqua Survival. Buy a ticket for the raffle they have out there for a gun, which is super cool. And get a chance to win a gun. And the proceeds will go to the Fallen Outdoors. And that is for the month of April. So
and check their website and our website for other
ideas.
And check out the cool new stuff they got in, because those mugs we got are awesome.
Yep. And also, I want you to share that story you just told me.
No, I can't.
Please, you
I
have
can't.
To. You
I
have
can't.
To. This shows the power of the little things. I didn't know this.
I don't have permission.
Well, we think it vaguely.
Okay, I'll vaguely tell a story.
Okay.
No names used.
No. We don't need it. We don't even know which trip or anything.
Yes. So I do know, and it was shared that, you know, we always talk about how if you've saved a life or changed a life, I do know the Fallen Outdoors has done that, because there was an event that they had and a gentleman had been invited to extend his time with them. And it later came out that his trip was a one-way trip planned. And if it wasn't for them, if it wasn't for a person staying over to spend extra time and for them to go with him, that he might have not come back home. And so it's the full story is way more emotional and passionate
than that just shows, you know, and mm-hmm. That's a gift from the Lord, because, like I said, I'm always saying you're going to see the good deeds that we do when we get to heaven. And thankfully, this gentleman had the courage to share that, mm-hmm. so that we can share that with you and show you how you never know.
But there's multiple stories of that. I mean, there's not just with the Fallen Outdoors, but reaching out, checking on somebody. Just never know when it's their darkest hour. I've had that happen a couple of times. And then later somebody said, you know, if you wouldn't have reached out or just had that random phone call, maybe, you know, I don't know. I was in a dark place.
Yeah.
And so it's like 22 is a horrible number. One is too much.
Absolutely.
And so my whole thought process is Ride for 22 is trying to combat that every day. The Fallen Outdoors is trying to combat that every day.
The VFW.
So these are truly organizations that need our support. If you are absolutely, I don't know, I just want to say proud to be an American and grateful
absolutely.
For the freedoms that we do have. If you are grateful for those, who do we owe those to? Because sorry, it's not the White House. So it's the men and women in boots. And so I just feel like this is the pay it forward. And I know I am personally planning, and I've talked with her since last year to Kara, that I want to go up for that Diamond Lake trip and just see what they
blessing.
Do for myself.
What a blessing. You know,
volunteer.
And that's the other thing is, you know, it sounds like a bunch of fun going fishing, going hunting, going down to the VFWs with your buddy and, you know, maybe having a beer. But it's so much more than that. This isn't social, you know. And sometimes you just need a reason to get together with people to connect. And, I mean, we all get stuck with that. So, you know, if you're in a bad place financially, I want you kind of going back to what Shannon said, you know, it could be as simple as a wave or a smile, you know, just showing that, hey, somebody does care about me, you know, because everyone's loved, even the people we haven't met. I mean, you know, I love each one of our readers. I love every one of my neighbors. I love, you know, I mean, God has blessed us abundantly. So let's tear down the walls and reach out. And so, yeah, if you got a few bucks, we would love you to contribute. But if you don't, can't do something right now, just a friendly word. You might be saving someone's life, mm-hmm. you know. And so, anyway, I don't want to get too dark here, but it's just amazing the power that the Lord uses, you know, how he uses us to save lives. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely. It was pretty vague, but that's just out of respect.
Yep.
But the interesting thing is, in the office this morning, we were talking about, Cheryl actually was saying,
darn it, I thought you were going to tell the joke you said today at the office.
Not happening. That's not coming out of
I've tried all day, folks. I'm sorry. I've tried all day. She won't say it. And I don't think it contains any beeping words.
It doesn't. It's still not happening. But nice try, Alan. But it was cool because I heard Cheryl say, I wonder if when we die, if we're ever going to know if we made a difference in somebody's life. And I said, I know that. Like, I already know because I've had people come up and tell me that through all my years with mentoring the young ladies in pageant. And so, and it wasn't about pageant, but it's way later in life when they realized that was a turning point or pivotal for them. So I feel blessed by that. And I just kind of hope that they know that they've made differences. And
yep.
You with your bonus daughter know you've made differences. So, you know, I think we just need to leave our footprint in...
Well, you know,
and we're leaving the world a better place.
And the reality is, I am a little bit selfish about this. I love contributing, but I believe I get way more out of it than they do. I mean, I'm just blessed to be able to help them, help our soldiers, help our neighbors. It's just it's an honor for me to be able to serve you guys. You know, I truly
mean
it.
That's what the whole show was started for.
You know, I love each and every one of you. I love our community. And I wish I could win the billions of dollars in the lottery because I'd give it, we'd all be good. But until then, accept my couple $100, whatever we could afford to do it.
It's very appreciated.
And we're not hearing the joke today. Sorry, folks.
Not hearing it. I need to let Victor Wilson know that he won the weekly drawing out
yes.
of Umpqua Survival for $25.
Back to
so
the men.
Thank you, Umpqua Survival, for your generosity as usual. And so until next time, you know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind.
God bless.